Well, welcome back to yet another delicious, audio-licious piece from your host, yours truly. Here we go again. All right. This one might be a little, you know, shorter than most. So this past weekend, yours truly went to work on some of those hamburgers, right? Courtesy of a dumb genius number. And as I was working on these hamburgers, it just dawned on me that I had totally about the sauce. That's right. I didn't quite answer dumb genius number 9's question to the full extent. You know, about the description of my favorite hamburgers. And so I'll go ahead and do that today. So hang tight. And we're also going to take a look at the charts to see who's in the lead. Okay. Hang on 1 second. All right. Three 1-pound bricks. That's right. So let me do the math there. That should be equivalent to, let's see, 3 times 4. That's 12. That's right. That's a dozen quarter-pound patties this past weekend. I just ran out of steam. I probably could have gone for a little bit more. Anyways, so I had about a dozen of those this past weekend, and I was thinking, I didn't quite give you all the sauce. So if I'm going for a beef burger, if I'm going for like a beef or turkey burger, I usually keep it pretty simple. You know, I'll just go with the ketchup and mayo. A lot of mayo. A lot of mayo. Okay. So I'll keep it pretty basic. You know what? There's probably, you know, some other sauce out there right now that I just haven't yet discovered. But who knows, right? But I keep it pretty basic, okay? Just ketchup and mayo, okay? Now, if I'm going for like a fish burger, I keep it simple. I'll just go with a tartar sauce. You can't go wrong with the tartar sauce, right? Just a lot of tartar sauce, okay? And if I'm going for like the chicken sandwich, once again, it's got to be really crispy. It's got to be very crispy. But I'll go with like the honey mustard. For sure, the honey mustard. Hang on 1 second. We got visitors. Again. 2-for-1 special here. Okay. All right. So that's that. I keep it pretty simple. Like if it's a chicken sandwich, I'm just gonna go with the honey mustard. You can't go a honey mustard sauce. You can't go wrong with that. Okay. And that's that. You right? Yeah. I keep it pretty simple. I'm pretty sure that there's a lot more. Variety out there that I just haven't tried, but I keep things pretty simple when it comes to the sauce, okay? Okay, so just wanted to cover that, and let me just go ahead and take a look at the the charts to see who's in the lead right now. Let's see here. All right. Whoa. Oh. It looks like little dipshit number 1 is no longer at the top. Guess who's at the top now? You guessed it if you said Tangy. Tangy's at the top. Oh, but it's a really tight race right now. It's Tangy followed by little dipshit number 1, and then all the other dumb little geniuses, they're right behind. Oh, this is a really tight race. Now, for those of you who are just tuning in, and you don't know who Tangy is, you got to listen to the previous audio-liciousness. We sort of gave that name to dumb genius number 10. But you know what? I think Chippy and Cakes have probably got something to say about that, right? About being number 1. So we got to give credit where credit is due, right? So let's go ahead and put Tangy featuring Chippy and Cakes. That's right. They're at the top right now. That's right. But it's a really, really tight race here. And so, hang on one second. Okay. Yeah, so if you missed the last audio listlessness, but from the looks of it, nobody has missed anything. But if you're new and you did miss, and you don't know who Tanji is, Tanji was introduced. Tanji's Dumb Genius Number 10. Okay, that's a name we gave you, Dumb Genius Number 10, okay? Tanji is a cool kid. Tanji is the cool kid with a, you know, it's got a pretty good hop to his, pretty good hop to his step, okay? Moves with a pretty good swagger, okay? Yeah, he's a cool kid, okay? So go ahead and listen to that if you missed it. But Chippy and Cakes gotta deserve some credit there too, right? So give credit where credit is due. But like I said, it's a really close race here. Little dipshit number one is in the second seat now, but like, anything can change at any moment, okay? So we got second. Hang on one second. Oh, I want to do one more? Maybe we can do one more. What? Let's see what we're doing with time here. I didn't want to do this one too long, but hang on one second.